To be with you again.
下午好啊，弟兄姐妹们，很高兴跟大家一起见面。
I'm grateful for this opportunity to finish our study of the book of Haggai.
今天啊，我们有机会啊，我们把这个整个哈该书能够完成我们的学习。
And let me just briefly pray and ask the Lord to bless this message.
那我们很简单的就祷告开始。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence with us, even through this technology.
天父，我们感谢你今天通过这个网上的工具，我们能和大家一起见面。
Lord, we ask that you would speak to us through the preaching of your word.
神啊，我们求你在我们学习的时候，你跟我们同在。
And that as a result, our hearts would be encouraged and find hope.
那当我们学习的结果，就我们能够从你的话语中能够找到鼓励，能够找到力量。
We pray now in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣的名祈求。
Amen. In 1985, Universal Pictures released a science fiction film entitled Back to the Future.
1985年的时候Universal 这个制片公司发行了一部科幻的影片。
It's a story of Marty McFly, a 17-year-old high school student.
这是一个关于一个叫 Marty McFly, 一个17岁的中学生的故事。
Who is accidentally sent 30 years into the past by his friend, the eccentric scientist Doc Brown.
他有一个朋友叫布朗博士，他一不小心被他的这个机器，一个时空的机器带到30年之前。
So in a time machine, he suddenly finds himself 30 years in the past.
所以在这个时空的机器的带领下，他发现他自己在置于30年的之前。
And during his amazing trip back in time, Marty has to make sure that his parents meet and fall in love and marry so that he can get back to the future.
那在这个穿越历史的时候，他要小心让他的父母能够恋爱，能够结婚，这样让他才能存在这个30年后回到这个将来。
Today we're going to take a trip as well back into the past.
那今天我们也要回到过去。
Not in a time machine, but through God's word.
不是通过一个时空的一个机器，而是通过这个神的话语。
Not 30 years in the past, but more than 2,500 years in the past.
不是30年前，而是2,500年前。
And there we're going to discover a wonderful promise that will propel us back to the future.
那里我们就能看到一个神奇妙的应许，能让我们能够回到未来。
Now, before we do that, just a brief review of what we have seen already in the book of Haggai.
在我们开始之前，我们先回忆一下我们已经学习的哈该的一些内容。
The book of Haggai calls us to be the right people in the right place doing the right work.
那哈该书在这里呼召我们成为正确的人，在正确的地点做正确的工作。
We saw in chapter 1, first of all, a call to commitment.
我们在第一章里，我们看到神呼吁我们委身。
It was about us being a people with the right priorities.
这就是让我们能把自己的优先次序做正确。
Second, we saw a call to courage.
第二点，我们看到神呼召我们有勇气。
Being a people of perspective.
那这是在我们在展望的时候。
Who can recognize God's presence and His power in each and every situation.
我们在各样的情况下能感受到神的同在，还有神的大能。
Last time, a few weeks ago, we saw a call to consecration.
那在这个几个星期前，我们看到神呼唤我们做这个圣洁的人。
To live as a people who are pure.
那也就是说，我们要过一个圣洁的、清洁的生活。
And today we're going to discover a call to confidence.
那今天我们会看到神呼唤我们有信心。
A challenge for us to be a people of the promise.
要让我们有挑战自己，要成为这个有信心的人。
This book of Haggai that began with a problem.
那这本哈该书是以一个问题开始。
Remember, the people had stopped rebuilding the temple.
你如果记得这个哈该书的开始说这个圣殿的建造已经停止。
This book that began with a problem now closes with a promise.
那这本书就是以这个问题开始，但是结束的时候却是以应许结束。
And in the verses we read a moment ago, we see there are two parts to this promise.
在我们刚刚读到那段经文，我们能看到神有两方面上的应许。
First, we see that this promise is addressed specifically to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah.
第一点我们看到是说这个应许是直接对这个所罗巴伯所说的。
But the promise addressed to him provides hope and motivation for all God's people.
那这个应许呢给我们这个有希望也有这个将来的这个应许预言。
And then we see the two parts to this promise. First of all, God's judgment, or God's promise to judge the nations.
那我们看到这是一个双重的这个预言许诺。首先是神对这个列国的审判。
Secondly, God's promise to establish His kingdom.
那第二个就是我们看到神应许对他国度的建立。
Let's consider first God's judgment of the nations.
我们首先看看神对列国的这个审判。
Once again, Haggai chapter 2, verse 20 to 23, 20 to 22.
那我们就看这个哈该书的第二章20-22节。
The word of the Lord came a second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I am about to shake the heavens and the earth, and to overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I am about to destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the nations, and overthrow the chariots and their riders.And the horses and their riders shall go down, every one by the sword of his brother.
20-22节这里说，这月24日，耶和华的话第二次临到哈该说，你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地，我必倾覆列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并倾覆战车和坐在其上的马必跌倒。骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。
Brothers and sisters, these are words of judgment.
弟兄姐妹，这是神审判的语言。
And the emphasis here is not so much on what nations will be judged, as it is on the certainty of judgment.
这里不是说哪个国家会被这个审判。而是强调说审判一定会发生。
God's promise is that he will judge and overthrow all human kingdoms.
那神的应许就是说他会审判，会这个让所有的国家都会推翻掉。
And the implication is that God will continue using one kingdom to judge another kingdom as he has in the past.
那这个隐含的意思就是神会不断的使用一个国家去审判另一个国家。
In the same way he used Assyria to judge Israel.
那这里就是我们看到他用这个亚述国去审判这个以色列国。
And Babylon to judge Assyria.
那巴比伦来审判这个亚述国。
And the Persians to judge Babylon.
那这个波斯王国审判这个巴比伦国。
So he will ultimately judge all nations.
这样呢就是他最后要审判所有的国家。
The emphasis here is very similar to that of the prophet Daniel.
那这里的强调跟这个他在另外一本书就是但以理书所说的非常相像。
The promise is that God will ultimately judge and overthrow all nations and kingdoms and powers of this world.
那这就是说神最后一定会审判所有的国家，把所有的这些政权都会颠覆掉。
Friends, this is a significant promise.
朋友们，这是一个非常重要的一个应许。
Because it reminds us that our hope can never be in the powers of this world.
因为它会提醒我们，我们的盼望永远的不会在这个世界的任何王国里头。
Our hope is not in the Democratic or the Republican parties.
我们的希望不是在这个民主党或者是在这共和党 的政权里头。
Our hope is not in Trump or in Biden.
我们的希望不是在这个在 Trump 或者是在这个 Biden 的政府里。
Our hope is not in the PRC or Taiwan or even the USA.
我们的盼望不是在中国也不是在台湾，更不是在美国。
Our hope is not in our education or the company that we work for.
我们的盼望不是在我们所待的公司里。
It's not in our stock portfolio.
也不是我们所买的股票。
Because all the political and economic and philosophical and religious kingdoms of this world will be judged.
因为所有的不管是政治方面的、经济方面的、哲学方面的，还是这个信仰方面的都会被神所审判。
That's not a threat.
这不是一个威胁。
God says,It's a promise.
神说这是一个应许。
God will, he promises, judge all the nations.
神给我们应许，他会这个对列国进行审判。
But God, secondly, in verse 23, also promises that he will establish his kingdom.
可是神在二十三节里头也同样的给了一个关于他神国建立的应许。
And God's promise of a kingdom is found in a special promise that he made to Zerubbabel in verse 23.
那这里对神国的应许是用这个他给这个所罗巴伯一个特别的讲话去体现的。
On that day, declares the Lord of hosts, I will take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, declares the Lord, and make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares the Lord of hosts.
那这里在哈该的二章二十三节说，万军之耶和华说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以为你为印。因我拣选了你，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Brothers and sisters, the language of this verse is messianic.
弟兄姐妹们，就是这里这个啊、用的是这个 OK 关于弥赛亚这个预言的这个故事。
So Zerubbabel becomes what we call a type of the future Messiah.
那我们所说的就是所罗巴伯成为基督的预表。
Now what is a type?
那预表是什么意思呢？
A type is a prophetic symbol.
那它这个就是关于一个啊先知的预言的一个符号。
It can be a person, it can be an event, it can be an object.
它可以是一个人，它可以是一个故事，一个发生的故事，也可以啊是一个一个历史事件。
Here, the type, the prophetic symbol is Zerubbabel.
现在我们所说的这个预表就是所罗巴伯。
But one thing about a type is that it's just a picture of a greater reality to come.
这个预表也就是关于一个后面将要发生的一个故事的一个预兆。
When I travel overseas and sometimes at night when I'm trying to get to sleep, what I like to do is I take out my phone and I scroll through pictures of my granddaughters.
我到这个国外，我在国外的时候，那在晚上在我睡觉前，那我就会对着我的手机在那往上翻，因为那里有我孙女的这个照片。
I miss them, so I just like seeing these pictures, and it reminds me of times that we had together, and so I look through these pictures.
我想念我这些孙女们，所以呢，我就会拿出来来看一看，回忆我跟这些孩子的这个美好时间。
But you know what I'm seeing on my phone is just a picture.
不过在我们这个电话这个里头。只是看到照片而已。
I can't really hug my iPhone.
我不能这个拥抱我的这个手机。
I can't kiss it. Well, I could kiss it, but that would be a little weird.
我也不能去吻它，因为虽然我可以去吻这个屏幕，但是那比较奇怪。
You see, the picture is pointing to a greater reality when I come back home.And can actually pick my granddaughters up in my arms and give them a kiss.
你看，你们看到这个照片呢，实际上有这个意义。当我回到我的孩子，我的家中，我就会能跟我这些孙女们能够再相见，而且能够跟他们拥抱，也能吻他们。
So Zerubbabel now becomes a picture, a prophetic symbol of.A greater reality, the coming Messiah.
所以所罗巴伯在这里就成为一个照片，他成为这个预表着耶稣基督将来的这张照片。
A symbol of a future hope and promise in which people can have confidence.
这个预表着将来我们会有这个非常这个有信心。
He becomes a type.Of Christ.
他成为这个基督的预表。
Now, three statements in verse 23 make this clear.
这里二十三节这有三段有三节三个特别的经节来告诉我们。
First, God calls Zerubbabel my servant.
首先我们看到就是神称所罗巴巴伯为我的仆人。
Instead of referring to him here as the son of Shealtiel or the governor of Judah, he now uses the expression "my servant."
我们看到他不是称这个所罗巴伯为这个撒拉铁的儿子，也不是说他是这个是犹大的这个领导。而是说用你是我的仆人。
This is a specific messianic title or phrase in the Old Testament.
这用我的仆人是, 神在旧约里头称这个, 称这耶稣基督的一个特别的称呼。
Which is used in particular by Isaiah.
那么在这个, 以赛亚书里头, 神在引用了很多。
That's why we chose Isaiah 42 verse 1 as your memory verse today.
这就是为什么今天我们选择42章的一节作为我们, 我们的金句背诵。
But second, God says to Zerubbabel, I will make you like a signet ring.
那第二点就是他让这个所罗巴伯成为一个印。
Let me share two thoughts here about this.
关于这个我想跟大家分享两点。
First of all, a signet ring, similar to the one you see pictured, served as a seal.
那这个印记就是我们看到这张照片里头是有点像这个我们所展示的这张照片，它上面有一个印章。
A king would sometimes put that ring into hot wax.
那这个是戴在这个手指戒指上的一个印，那上面会有一些这个印墨。
To seal a document.
那这用来就是在一个文件上盖章。
And so that ring became a pledge or a guarantee that a covenant promise would be fulfilled.
所以这个印呢，也就代表着这个一个契约或者一个重要的文件来签署它。
So in making Zerubbabel his signet ring, God is providing a sign that his covenant promise is being fulfilled.
那这里神让这个 所罗巴伯成为一个印，也就是说，这是一个他将来，他要有被称为应许的一个记号。God
says to us, in effect, Zerubbabel is a sign that I am fulfilling my promise.
那么神在这里用这个印，用所罗巴伯，也就是这个印，来证明他会。
He's a sign that I am fulfilling my kingdom purpose.
他是成为神会对他神国的应许而做成的印。Now,
why is this so significant?
那这为什么这么重要呢?
Let me take you back to the prophet Jeremiah, because there in Jeremiah, we discover an answer to this question.
那这里我们回到这个, 耶利米书, 我们看看为什么这么重要。
Jeremiah chapter 22.
那耶利米书的22章。
We're going to read verses 24 to 25 and then verse 30.
我们将要读这个24节、25节。
And the Lord is speaking here to the king of Judah, Jehoiakim.
这里神说对这个伊利亚敬，yeah.
And he's otherwise known as Coniah or sometimes Jeconiah.
这里他还有另外一个名字。
And we read in Jeremiah 22, verses 24 and 25, As I live, declares the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet ring on my right hand, yet I would tear you off and give you into the hand of those who seek your life, into the hand of those of whom you are afraid, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans.
那这个二十二章也啊，耶利米书二十二章的二十四二到二十五节这里说，耶和华说，犹大王约雅敬的儿子哥尼雅啊，这里说是约雅敬啊，谁是我右手上戴印的戒指？我凭我的永生启示，也必将你从其上摘下来，并且我必将你交给寻索你命的人和你所惧怕的人手中，就是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒和加利底人的手中。
And now in verse 30, he pronounces a curse on him.
那在这个三十节这里，神咒诅这个约雅敬的儿子哥尼雅。
Thus says the Lord, write this man down as childless, a man who shall not succeed in his days, for none of his offspring shall succeed in sitting on the throne of David and ruling again in Judah.
那三十节耶和华如此说，要写明这人算为无子，是平生不得行恒通的，因为他后裔中再无一人得恒通，能坐在大卫的宝座上治理犹大。
King Cunaya was cursed for his disobedience.
犹大王哥尼亚被神所咒诅。
And the curse was fulfilled in Babylon when his five sons were made eunuchs, and therefore he no longer had an heir to sit on the throne.
这个预言在这个约雅金身上得到验证。因为约雅金也就是哥尼亚，他的五个儿子都成为太监，所以不可能有子嗣能够再继承他的王位。
He no longer had an heir through whom God could fulfill His promise.
所以在他的肉身后面是不可能有人继承他的王位。
Now, in case I've lost you, let me try to illustrate what's going on here.
我再解释再详细的介绍一下。
Imagine that there's a husband and wife who are having a very serious marital argument.
我们想象一对夫妇在他们的婚姻中有个非常激烈的争论。
And in utter frustration, one, either the husband or the wife,takes their wedding ring and they rip the wedding ring off of their hand and they throw it aside and they say, this marriage is over.
你想象这个夫妻俩其中一个不管是男的还是女的把这个身上把他所戴的这个结婚戒指拔下来然后扔在地上说这个婚姻从此结束了。
That's what God is saying to King Coniah here in Jeremiah.
这里就是在这个耶利米书我们看到的神对这个王哥尼亚所说的就是我们刚才所叙述的。
He's saying, if you were a signet ring, I'd rip you off my hand. And he's saying, this covenant relationship with you is finished.
这里神说虽然你是我右手上戴印的戒指但是我要将你摘下来也就是说我与你的立的约婚姻已经不再存在。
But now God chooses his grandson Zerubbabel as his signet ring.
但是这里我们看到神却拣选了他的这个孙子也就是所罗巴伯说我拣选了你。
And God says that you, Zerubbabel, are now the one through whom the messianic promise would be fulfilled.
那神就是说借着所罗巴伯神关于这个弥赛亚的应许将会实现。
Brothers and sisters, that's why we find his name, Zerubbabel, in the genealogies of Jesus in both Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3.
这就是为什么我们在福音书就是马太福音的第一章或者路加福音的第三章我们看到这个所罗巴伯出现在 耶稣基督的家谱当中。
Just as an example, let's read verses 12 to 16 of Matthew chapter 1.
那我们现在就读一下这个马太福音第三章第二章
And after the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah was the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel the father of Abiud, and Abiud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor, and Azor the father of Zadok, and Zadok the father of Achim, and Achim the father of Eliud, and Eliud the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar the father of Matan, and Matan the father of Jacob, and Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ.
那马太福音的一章十二节说，迁到巴比伦之后，耶哥尼亚生撒拉铁，撒拉铁生所罗巴伯，所罗巴伯生亚比玉，亚比玉生以利亚敬，以利亚敬生亚索，亚索生撒都，撒都生亚金，亚金生以利，以利生以利以撒。伊丽莎生马旦，马旦生雅各，雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫。那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
So back in Haggai 2, verse 23,
所以我们再回到哈该书二章二十三节。
God has said first to Zerubbabel, you're my servant.
那神首先对所罗巴伯说，你是我的仆人。
And he says, I'm going to make you like a signet ring.
他说我要必为你以你为印。
A prophetic symbol of the coming Messiah.
这就是关于这个即将来到的这个弥赛亚的这个预兆。
And if that wasn't enough, God finally says to Zerubbabel, for I have chosen you.
如果这还不够的话，神对这个所罗巴伯说，我拣选了你。
Friends, this is a direct messianic reference.
朋友们，这是一个直接的非常清楚的关于这个弥赛亚的这个预言。
The title Messiah actually means chosen one or anointed one.
弥赛亚的这个意思呢，是被拣选的，或者是被高的。
And so, as governor of Judah, the royal head of Israel, a descendant of David, Zerubbabel is a sign that the messianic promise has been renewed and will ultimately be fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个对这个。犹大的省长是这个大卫的子孙所罗巴伯，就作为这个耶稣作为这个弥赛亚的这个预表以后这个在耶稣身上得到了应验。
And so we've now come back to the future.
所以我们现在回到未来。
The main point of this message at the end of the book of Haggai.
那这个在哈该书的最后，我们所看到这些经文的主要论点是
，is that we as God's people can have confidence in a word, faith in God's promises.
也就是我们是神的拣选的孩子。我们对神有信心。
And brothers and sisters, that's what faith was always intended to be.
其实我们的盼望和信心，这是一直是这样的。
Faith is not a leap in the dark or some blind trust. Faith is always based on the promises of God.
信心不是说我们在闭着眼睛黑暗中我们所想的。信心总是建在于神的应许之上。
And the summary of these promises is the person of Jesus Christ.
关于这些这些应许的中心，也就是神对耶稣基督的应许。
He is the promised one.
他是应许的。
For believers in the Old Testament, this was a prophetic faith that looked forward to the promised Messiah.
这对这个旧约的信徒来说，这是对即将发生的应许的弥赛亚预言的信心。
The chosen and anointed one who would establish God's kingdom.
那这里被拣选的、被受膏的将会成为神这个建造他的王的这个中心。
So their faith was a faith in a future Savior and Lord.
那对他们来说，这个信心是将来的盼望。
For believers today, it's a historic faith centered on the person of Jesus.
那对今天的基督徒来说，我们知道我们的信心是建立在耶稣基督上，对我们来说，这是一个过去的
A faith that believes that Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promises.
那我们相信那是耶稣基督就是我们的从神得来的应许的这个救世主。
A faith grounded in his incarnation and crucifixion and resurrection.
这个信心是建立在神的道成肉身神的受死和神的复活耶稣基督的复活。
But it's also a personal faith.
这个信心呢也是我们个人的信心。
A faith that trusts in Jesus as Savior and Lord and King.
那就是我们每个人相信耶稣基督是我们的王，是我们生命的救主。
A faith that believes Jesus is alive and reigns in his church today.
一个我们今天相信他依然活着而且统治世界的一个信心。
A faith that believes that he will continue building his kingdom in all nations.
也是我们这个相信他会继续不断的建立他的王国的一个信心。
Brothers and sisters, this is our hope.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们的盼望。
Our hope will never be in the kingdoms and powers of this world.
我们的盼望从来就不是在人间所建立的这个列王之间。
Our hope in getting back to the future is in the promise of God.The Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的盼望，如果说我们回到未来，那就是在乎于耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless the preaching of His word to you today.
愿神保守他的话语，跟每个人同在。